Hawaii County was in the middle of rolling out tighter regulations on the short-term rental industry when COVID-19 hit. Michael Yee, planning director for Hawaii County, says his inbox was soon flooded with emails from people concerned about potential illegal short-term rentals.
I think the community was alarmed to see what they viewed as potential non-compliance from the industry. It was amazing the number of people who would comb the online platforms for people who were advertising for a vacation rental.
The coronavirus threat shut down the industry for months while procedures were put in place to ensure incoming travelers were not staying at short-term vacation rentals. Yee says the airport screening process of having travelers provide addresses made it easier to flag illegal rentals.
Right now, people can run ads on online platforms. We don't have addresses. The pictures may not be even specifically to that property. So it's hard to know, is that vacation rental legal or not? So that came out of this period of time where people had to be more transparent about where they were staying at when they arrived.
Yee says this may be a welcomed move now, but some may think it's too invasive to ask for this level of transparency after COVID-19. Still, lawmakers are trying. House Bill 460 would not only require travelers to give complete addresses for their destination, it would also increase counties' authority over online hosting platforms. That's something counties lacked before COVID-19.
As we come out of this pandemic, the revival of the visit industry is going to be very, very important to putting people back to work, restoring people's livelihoods. And this bill just goes in exactly the opposite direction.
Matt Middlebrook is Airbnb's head of policy for the state of Hawaii.
It is just counterproductive to helping to restore the local economy in Hawaii, and it's imposing new and onerous regulations, you know, in places where new laws have barely even had an opportunity to take effect.
As for Yee, he says right now the discussion surrounding reopening is top of mind, especially with out-of-state travel resuming August 1st.
Would our county try to maybe be more restrictive? I don't know. I have no idea, but that leaves the question over, you know, what does the next phase of vacation rental really look like with testing, no testing, quarantine, no quarantine? It's a big question that still looms out there.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.